Simon & Schuster presents Storm of Lies by Sophie McKenzie. Read by Hanako Footman. For Caro. It could happen in 10,000 years' time, but it could also happen tomorrow. Sir David King, former chief scientific advisor to the UK government and founder of the Centre for Climate Repair at Cambridge University, warns that a mega tsunami caused by a landslide in the Canary Islands could hit the south coast of the UK at any time. Part 1. Initiation. Chapter 1. I slam the car door shut and follow Mum and Parker into the large brick headquarters of Mays Cranston Engineering. I woke up today with that prickly, irritable feeling in my head again, the one I've had on and off since Dad left last summer. It's like that sensation when you're wearing something scratchy and uncomfortable, except you can change out of itchy clothes. I can't seem to change my brain. At least we've got the morning off school. The January chill of the car park gives way to the warmth of the carpeted lobby. It smells of furniture polish and stale air. Mum works here 5 days a week as an admin assistant, though she's also doing a big project for the company, which has taken up all her spare time since the new year. The last time I was here was on a bring your kid to work day, nearly a year ago. This is going to be so interesting, Parker whispers. I say nothing. Interesting is not the word I'd use. Hello, Christian, Mum says, hurriedly clipping her staff key card to her cardigan. Mum's always in a hurry these days, thanks to the fact that she is almost constantly working. I look up to see a square-jawed man in a crisply cut navy suit striding towards us, arms open in welcome. Mum talks about Christian a lot. He's the head of the engineering department and gets on with everyone, or so Mum says. I vaguely remember him from when I was here last year. This can't be Holly, he says, grinning broadly. She's so tall. I'm actually the average height for 14, I mutter. People always think I'm tall. It's because I'm lanky. That's the word my great-aunt Luella uses for me. She says I'll grow into my long, skinny arms and legs. I'm not so sure. Anyway, I'd rather just look normal. Holly! Mum is smiling, but there's a warning note in her voice. Don't imp-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?